Okay, welcome to Talking Tough. We're back on. Second session of the year. We're going to be a bit more consistent, as we said. Well, I suppose we've reached the second week. So that's a bonus round. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. We're just actually looking at a couple of things we've discussed recently, and I actually feel like I can finally concentrate on what I need to concentrate after having quite a hectic sort of Christmas, New Year's, and that seems like a long time ago to a lot of people, but after moving house at the end of December, probably one of the worst times to move, I'd say, looking back at it. Not that we had any choice, but it just kind of feels like it's dragged everything out, because then we were so busy with the beginning of January with clients, and obviously in this industry it's pretty crazy in January, and then everything's been going on. And Suzanne's parents, for those who don't know Suzanne now, she's the better half of me, okay? And we've got her parents coming over at the end of this week, and we just wanted everything right. And lo and behold, at the beginning of this year, we had stupid amounts of wind, didn't we? And it's got crazy weather. And moved into this, you know, lovely, beautiful new home, wanted everything to be perfect. And we had some decorating done and all sorts of stuff done. And all of a sudden, woke up in the morning and I've got a gate near enough on Sue's car. I was like, oh, it's just another job you don't need, especially when you're me. Like, I don't want to say I'm not really a man, but you know, DIY, like, man, I'm not a DIY guy. I'm basically pretty useless.
When I was about to put some stuff up on the wall in the office, were you like, do you know what you're doing? Yeah, it's just a hammer.
I was like, wow, this guy is confident.
Hammer and a nail. It's like, yeah. What's that thing? That's a spirit level, just to make sure it's straight.
It looks great. I love the luminous.
Putting the TV up. Yeah. Is it going to be all right? Yeah, it's fine. Drilling through, putting some decent wall plugs in, it'll stay up. Don't panic.
Yeah, but that's because you've done it in the past, yeah. Right? You've got confidence in doing it. I think I stood holding the TV for about 10 minutes after you'd just left. Just in case it come down. Yeah. I couldn't stand there forever.
Confidence in doing something once or before, a couple of times, or having a bit of knowledge about that.
Yeah.
What does that make better results, or the result that you want, right? So relating your gate coming down, and also, and I've done a little blog on house-related things like building your house compared to having a pile of bricks, which I'll put a link to in this post when it's complete. But having that gate come down now, you thought about putting it back up yourself, I guess?
Very quickly.
Saving time, saving money, chuck it up. But what would happen, though?
Well, I think that's probably the only thing. If I'm honest with you, someone said to me, right, Josh, you've got a gate that's come down. It snapped off the hinges. It properly went, because it was actually closed on one of the latches. Mm. I looked at it, and I honestly, for a split second, thought, I could do this. I could put this back up. Then I once again went back to the point where
I
realised I didn't have any. Yeah, definitely.
Borrowed tools.
Well, I think I've got a hammer, but I wouldn't have known what nails. I haven't got like a screwdriver if I'd needed one. I don't even know if I had the right tools. Like, I don't know what tools I would have needed. Like, and I was looking at it, I was like, and I actually had Dean come round, one of my friends was doing some moving stuff, and I went, mate, is it a goner? Like, is this game over? And he was a bit like, it's not looking good. And then I thought, well, I could put a new one up. And then Sue looks at me, she's like, are you having a laugh? Like, you're not going to put that up. And if you do put it up, A, when are you going to put it up? Because of time. It's, it's not time effective for you to be doing something like this. I think she was using that as an excuse because she's seen me try to do other jobs.
Yeah.
I think kind of grass has been quite an extreme one. but she's like, it's not going to look great. You can almost devalue this beautiful home by having one of the first things people see is a gate that you've tried to either
bodge.
Yeah, basically bodge and fix, or put up a cheap gate because it's going to save you a few quid. And not be funny, it's like anything, let's be honest, you can kind of see the difference. I mean, yeah, gate's a gate, but if it's one of the first things you see in your house, you don't want it to be a cheap, nasty gate, really, do you? Like, I'm not saying they are cheap, I don't know what a gate really. But anyway, it's quite a nice gate. As far as gates go, it's a nice gate. But yeah, so my first thought was, yeah, I can do this because it's going to save me a few quid. But then I just kind of did exactly what I'd done before, and we spoke about this, and I know I've spoke about this before, but I was like, is it really going to save me a few quid? Is it really going to get me the result I want? Because, let's be honest, if I try and, even if I try to paint it after where the wood has snapped and stuff, it's just going to look rubbish. Should I say rubbish is a better word than what I was going
to
say?
Well, yeah, you can just say what you want to be honest, it's on your, whatever's on your mind. But if I look now, relate to the blog that I'm writing, which is actually comparing gym membership. We call our commercial gym membership, i.e. renting machines to go and use, basically. That's what a lot of people do with their gym memberships, just to go and use machinery. Versus, and we'll do sort of the higher end spec of personal training. Could be on one-to-one, could be in a small group, but personalized training of your fitness and nutrition is like having someone build your house or just having a pile of bricks and you trying to crack something that you don't really know. You might know a little bit about it. You might have YouTube stuff. Is it really going to stay up? Well, yeah, it depends on your skills and your ability. So that being said, it's in terms of fitness industry, in terms of health and fitness as an outcome, can people get great results by doing things on their own? Yeah, 100%. But does it take an individual of maybe a bit more knowledge or a bit more motivation or a bit more about them to go and do that and actually get the result they want? Now, you went on stage for that fitness competition, men's physique competition last year. Could you have got there on your own?
Yeah.
Probably. I reckon you got enough knowledge, but you had a coach because he'd taken people there before. They had proven results to help you get where you wanted.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the big thing is that, like, when you do that, I mean, as you say, you've got two options. Part of me was like, I could do something quite low-key, go in and do that, and actually, as you say, have probably not really a great deal of confidence, though, because I'd have been questioning everything that I'd done. Like, I'd been like, oh, no, do I do this? Do I do that? Should I be doing this? And, yeah, I could have got to a level. I don't think I'd have got anywhere near the level I got. Not saying I was, you know, whatever, but nowhere near that sort of level. But having the confidence in someone who's got solid knowledge and that's done it before and gone through it, and it was almost like it took all the stress out of it. It actually, in some respects, I sometimes look at whether I'd do that again now just with my normal training. Like, I know it sounds daft to go, right, I want a little just bit of a different result. And honestly, you can promise, like, I feel confident to say I can take, well, I've done it since. I've taken people to a level of that sort of physique in some respects, near enough that, because they've had, but that's my time. So to then do it to myself when I'm doing it for other people and doing other things, it's kind of like, well, I can't really feel like I can dedicate that time to myself. And also, is that accountability again? Once again, we talk about that so much. I think that's so underrated with all sorts, but
just the fact you've got someone there
to check in, like,
checking in with you.
The other week, I was like, oh, I'm on this now. Took the first photos. 2 weeks, I was buzzing. This weekend, friends come down from up north, and it was like, all right, yeah, let's go out and just have one or two. I was like, nah, I'm not drinking. I haven't drunk for like three whatever weeks. Well, not because I'm doing dry January, but I was like, nah. And then I was like, actually, no, I had a couple of drinks last weekend, didn't I? And I was like, yeah, oh God, no, I've actually slipped off more than I thought. And then I was like, and I probably smashed a bag of M&Ms during that, over the course of that weekend. I was like, yeah, this whole sticking to the plan isn't really happening, because I've got no one like, Josh, come on, let's do this, let's do that. And, you know, I just kind of take your foot off the gas. Whereas before, oh, I wouldn't even have sniffed chocolate. Like, because I'd committed to it, I was dedicated. Plus, I had such faith that I was going to get to where I wanted to get to if I just followed the simple plans and trusted the process. But you can only trust that if someone's kind of, I guess, proven it to you before.
Yeah, so why, if we can now relate that to people on our 60-day program.
Yeah.
Why are they sticking to the plan? Why are they actually starting to see big results in just short 4-week duration?
Because I think they've, as you say, they've seen before, like, we've been able to put out stuff there now and say, right.
Some of them have been members a while, right? But they've only sort of made that commitment to themselves in January.
But I suppose if you see people around you doing really well and sort of getting the buzz and there's more than just one person doing it, it's not like, oh, they're genetic freaks and whatever else it'd be, right?
It's a shared almost pain going through certain dietary protocols to make a change. It's a collective group, an online group that we've got for these people, but a group sort of environment that they can go into and, you say, like a safe space, but, you know, so, all the negatives around things like that, rather than being on their own, being out on their own, in their own head, and making choices, and just like you say, going, oh, well, why not? I'm just gonna eat that, gonna go out and do that, drink that, whatever, I'm not gonna go to the gym because they can. But if there are people in there that are having a bad day, and then others will pop up and go, yeah, I had that last week. Don't worry, you just get through it, do this, that, and the other, and you'll be out the other side, it'll be perfect, you know.
But once you said, like, it's having that project plan, that project planner or whatever on board, like, you, okay, Once again, we've said it a thousand times.
The blueprint to build that house as such, almost. Yeah, the foundations.
It gives you, like, right, I know. Because it's not funny, it is different for each individual that comes on the plan, right? Yeah, okay, it's not just a generic plan. And so where I think the most value comes in is that when you hit that sort of stumbling block, I know we spoke with Emma, and like, I absolutely adore what Emma does. Like, she, in terms of, like, she comes in, she shares her pain. She's not like one to go, oh my God, I'm struggling. Like, she will go, look, Josh, I might have a quick chat. Pulls me aside, says, I'm struggling with this. I would spend 4 hours if needed to go through that, because she is somebody who's implemented it time again and hit different hurdles. And like, you know, one thing that might be a struggle this time may be fine next time, but you might hit a different struggle because of this. You've got a different sort of, you know, terrains when you go through it. And then, but she does it, she implements it. And then, do you know what she does? She tries and helps other people with it. Like, you can't ask for more than that. And I still believe, to some extent, people look at trainers and people on whatever and they're a bit like, yeah, well, it's all right for you. And I understand that, because sometimes I look at other people in other, you know, whatever it be, aspects of life, and I'll be like, yeah, well, maybe it's easier. But then I'm like, no, it's different, not. It's just because their commitment, there's history progress, with it. They're, you know, they've gone through different things and experienced different things. And that's kind of like why, you know, it for her to go through that, she can help people who are coming on board now. Mm. Now, Emma's been with us for years, and she's gone through different struggles with injuries, with this, that, and the other. But now she's going through a different cycle of it. She keeps going, getting better and better and better. She's looking fantastic. She's stronger. She's got all this.
It's like moving house, right? It's upgrading your house and just doing it again, but at a better level almost.
And next time, I'm like, right, well, actually, I've done certain little jobs, and I wouldn't even dare to say what I've done because it's minutia. But to me, I'm like, put a little bit. Yeah, but it is. It's like I've painted a bit of a wall. But and it sounds daft. You'd ask me to do that last time, and I'd be like, not a chance, because there's going to be drips, or I don't know what I thought was going to happen to the wall if I painted it. Like, I had this horrendous hang-up that, you know, but then again, I wouldn't do the cutting in. Like, that's like, there's no point, because I know there's Sue, you put the tape and stuff like that.
Sue got a steady hand for the cutting in, has she?
No, she has not, and she will not be painting, but she, but in time, so I'll feel more confident to do the bigger blocks, and then it's, you know, it's less of an outgoing to somebody else's. But then again, I might come up against something, and I'll be like, well, how do I do this? Because this is Artex. Is it different? Is it? Do you know what I mean? There's something else. There will be a different hurdle, a different problem, and you know, or a different surface, for instance.
We actually did a bit of DIY, did a bit of decorating in the weekend, and that is pretty much. This is a tipping point now that it's done. I hate painting. I've sort of done it in the past where I've thought, this is quite a nice, enjoyable thing. We'll just paint the room. Doing an ensuite bathroom, which is quite small. Getting into, you know, some
nooks and crannies.
Yeah, doing the sealant in the showers and stuff like that. Oh, mate, this is not worth the hassle. Someone who knows and who loves doing that, I'll pay them all the cash in the world to do it next time.
That's it. Oh, but it's what we're saying. But then when you know how to do it and you've done it multiple times, it's easier. It takes less time. It doesn't seem like such a chore. That's exactly where we're coming from. Like, for us, for someone who's coming up to these big boulders, problems and rocks, and for like, how do I lose weight? Or how do I lose weight but keep my muscle? Or how do I train this? I hate doing cardio. How can I, you know, lose weight but not have to do running miles and miles? Or vice versa. How can I actually tone up and do this sort of stuff, but actually I don't really want to be lifting heavy weights? And, you know, for us, we're like, well, we'll do this, this and this.
There's plenty of options.
For them, they're like, oh, yeah. You know, it's like, why do
I know? Can be simplified. Exactly. Whatever goal you've got, wherever your starting place is, your health and fitness.
And then you've got to look at, this is something I think that people do as well, and like we had the discussion, is valuing your time. Like, as we've said before, like it's hugely, can you value, like...
Well, the ensuite at the weekend, it was a quick job, turned into an epic. Hour and a half to get the sealant out, so I was there, value my time. I thought it was just going to cut it out, peel it out. Snapping off little bits of, you know, the sealant, snapping off a little bit.
This is absolutely traumatizing, isn't it?
It's partly my fault, partly Christie's.
Mm.
I put the paint tray, just rested it on the toilet. She turned around, knocked it over, flipped over, upside down, all over the tiles.
Who did you have got?
I'd had enough at that point. I was literally like, right, that's it.
Lost it.
You went to Christie's, didn't you? No, bless her. It was my fault and hers.
But this is it, right?
But the point is, turned into like 3 or 4 hours when it should have been just paint the walls, do the sealant, freshen up, job done. Now, it's still going on now because
Because Christy basically is
saying that. Yeah, so he's not that painted. No. But yeah, like you say, value the time. That took a lot of my time when it should have been quick.
Yeah.
And get someone to do it.
But as you say, there's other ways of doing it. You could have done that a lot quicker, probably not gone over the scene, and could have done this, that, and the other, and you'd got a result. It would have probably looked a little bit fresher because you'd paint or whatever, but is it the real result you'd have wanted? And would not be funny, like, say, spend cheap, pay cheap, buy twice? Something like that. I mean, I'm not great with these things.
Buy cheap, buy twice.
And it's weird because, like, I actually truly believe that I want to go on catchphrase, and I don't actually know catchphrases in the right... You know, I'm going to be that guy who comes up, and it'll be the sign up there, and I'm like, cheap, twice, buy once. What was he even saying? That's the saying, right? Guys? Guys? It'd be like the most obvious one. Everyone's just shouting at the TV. So anyway, yeah. If you're going to build a house, get someone who knows what they're doing. Otherwise, you could end up living in a pile of bricks and like cause yourself
to put the roof on before you build foundations.
Make sure you've got some foundations.
I want to step on stage and you do a physique competition, but you've never lifted a weight before. I want to lose 2 stone, but you've still got packets of biscuits in the cupboard. Like, start small, start on the foundations.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Clear the rubbish out of your cupboards. You've got half a chance, you know, do you know what I mean? Understand what food is rubbish. Understand that actually, just because it says it's a healthy food, if you eat 4 times the portion size, it's not so good for you in terms of weight loss anymore. Oh, yeah, but it's all natural? Yeah, but it's quite a lot of natural food, right? It's still a lot of food. Mm. I mean, you can go on for days, but at the end of the day, I think the course of it is when you're going into doing or getting something, a product or doing whatever, I think you've got to just be smart about what you... Like, I think everyone's you know, conscious of money spending and time and all that sort of stuff. Like, time you can't get more of, we've gone over that a million times as well, is that just be smart with it. Don't rush into doing stupid things because you think it's going to save your time, because you think it's easier, because whatever. Get someone who can help you and support you. It's like... I feel like we get to an age and it's almost like we're embarrassed to ask for help sometimes. Mm. Like, as a kid, like, you go to school and someone's helping you every single day, pretty much.
Like, miss, like, how do I do this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do this. Okay.
Why would you ask her? Oh, because she's obviously better than me. Yeah. Okay, cool. Now I'm, like, 20. I better ask that because I'm going to look silly. No, you're just sharing people's knowledge that they've maybe got strength and you've maybe not got it at. Like, and if it makes you a better person, you learn from that. That's the key. That's when you know you're good, I reckon, is when you can admit that you're not so good at a subject, but then when someone tells you, you don't just do it, you try and learn a little bit from it, then you can implement it yourself, by yourself, and you're probably a more well-rounded person, and then you end up not doing anything because you're too old. Then you're sat in a chair and you're like, yeah, I've got loads of knowledge, can't really move much, but, you know, whatever. Cool, I won't say an age of that, because that'd probably offend someone or something like that, do you know what I mean? You know what I'm like. So yeah, I mean, that's a little hit on the old build a house, build a body, build a mindset. Is that good? Was that like a good, powerful finish?
Catchphrase.
Build
Josh Phelps, 2018.
Build a house, build a body, build a mindset. We're out. Peace!